Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Podcast Network Asia. Gusto mo bang madagdagan ang iyong personal na kita? Ang tanong, nadagdagan mo na rin ba ang iyong kaalaman or karunungan? If your answer is no, no wonder. Bakit? Because in this episode, we're going to talk about the correlation between increasing our income at the same time increasing your knowledge.
Hi, I'm Chinky Tan and you're listening to Chink Positive Podcast, where I aim to equip you to become wealthy and debt-free, teaching you on how to save, budget, get out of debt, and invest. Let's get into the episode.
Hi there, this is Chinky Tan, your pambansang wealth coach. Sa episode na ito, we are going to do a follow-up based on the first episode which I did, the last episode, on First Step Towards Financial Success. Again, ang first step towards financial success is learning how to increase your income. Bakit po? Kasi uulitin ko, pag wala kang dagdag income, wala kang pang-save, pang-budget, pang-bayad ng utang, pang-build ng iyong dreams. Kaya nakasalalay po talaga ang financial success sa pagdami po ng pera. Do you agree? Give me a nod if you agree. So, ang tanong naman, bakit hindi naman nadadagdagan ng ating income? Masipag naman ako, matyaga ako. Ay, ito lang po ah. Ang sipag na tiyaga, hindi lang batayan para ikaw ay dumagdag ng kita. Madadagdagan lang ang kita mo kung nakita ng kumpanya, kung nakita ng tao na may halaga ka sa ginagawa mo. It all depends on the value that you bring to the company. Alam nyo, ito lang ha. I don't know if you have heard of this statement. Some people are saying they're looking for permanent employment. Alam mo, in the 21st century, there's no such thing as permanent employment because everyone is dispensable. But, okay, you can seek for permanent employability. Paano? If you have outstanding skills, outstanding knowledge, ikaw yung talagang go-to person, hindi ka matatanggan. Dahil ikaw ang pinakamahalagang tao sa organization. Do you agree? So the question is, paano natin magagawa yan? Okay, you need to learn how to upskill. When you say upskill, upgrade your skill. Cellphone, ina-upgrade? Yes. Computer, ina-upgrade? Yes. Bakit? It becomes valuable pag nag-upgrade siya. Bumibilis, gumagaling. So, likewise, kung cellphone, computer, ina-upgrade, dapat yung alam po natin, yung skill level din natin, nag-a-upgrade. By. Why? Because, ito lang reality yan. Pag ikaw nag-upgrade ka, you become competitive. Nagkakaroon ng competitive advantage. Instead of hiring a person na isa lang alam, pero pag marami kang alam, naku, panalong-panalo ka. Why would I hire a person na yan lang alam, ang alam lang niya ay mag-computer? But why don't I hire a person na hindi lang marunong mag-computer, marunong mag-graphics, mag-video editing, all around siya? May competitive advantage ka, agree? And then, ang kagandahan niyan, pag nag-upskill ka rin, you become adaptable to industry changes. Hindi ka mawawala. Again, hindi ka magiging dispensable. You become indispensable because you are valuable to the employers. And not only that, syempre naman, pag ikaw nag-enhance ang skill mo, especially if you're in an organization, this can lead to promotion and higher level position and higher pay. So ang ending niyan, pag open ka talaga to upskill, ending, tataas ang iyong income. Diba? Kung bakit ba ako nababayaran po ng ibang tao, why do people hire me in companies and organizations? Because I'm upskilling every single day. Kaya nga ito yung challenge ko po sa inyo before we continue in this episode. I want you to assess your skill set right now. The skill set that you possess. And I want you to reflect on how these skills align with your desired income level and career aspirations. pag-iisa lang ang alam mo, uulitin ko, kunyari, meron akong, ano, ito lang, just to give you a perspective, I pay my packer mga 700 pesos per person per day. Kahit na mag 5 years or 10 years ka sa akin, pwede ako magdagdag ng sweldo, pero may limit po siya. Kasi yan lang ang alam mo mag-packing. What if, hindi lang packing ang alam mo, marunong ka pa magbenta ng online or live selling. So, ano na mangyayari niyan? Alam mo kung marunong mag-live selling, packer ka, on top of the 700, madadagdagan pa yung sweldo mo kasi hindi lang isang ginagawa, hindi ka lang nagpapack, nagbebenta ka pa. And once nakabenta ka, it adds so much value to the company. Agree? Pwede ka na sumweldo ng mga 1,200 siguro to 1,500. Agree? Kasi nag-upgrade ka ng skills. Grabe. By continually investing your skills, you position yourself for career success and financial growth. But the question is this right now, Chinky. Bakit marami ang hindi nag-upgrade ng kanyang skills? Simple. Number one, busy. Busy ako eh. Wala akong time. Yun ang problema. Alam nyo, ito lang ang sasabihin ko sa inyo. Kung gusto, gagawa po ng paraan. Kung ayaw, maraming dahilan. Busy ka nga na mag-learn, pero hindi ka naman busy mag-computer. Manood ng Netflix. Kung sumama, kasama ng barkada mong gumigimik. Di ba? Or may mga iba naman, Chinky, hindi ako makapag-upskill eh. May financial limitations ako. Well, alam mo, sa totoo lang, kung pera lang talaga ang pag-uusapan, ang dami na rin free workshops, free certification, free online courses that you can learn. Again, kailangan mo lang mag-research. Probably, the reason why hindi ka maka-upskill, alam mo bakit? Real talk lang tayo. Pwede mag-real talk? Wala. Kulang ka lang sa motivation. Di ba? Or if not naman, you have fear. You have fear of failure. Kulang ang confidence level mo that you have the ability in order for you to step up. And not only that, ayaw mo mag-move out sa iyong comfort zone. Okay naman ako eh. And sometimes, ayaw mo na rin mag-take in ng bagong responsibility and bago because you feel overwhelmed. Diba? Parang, ang dami ko na nga ginagawa, dadagdagan ko pa. So, in other words, ang daming mga dahilan kung bakit hindi ka makapag-upgrade ng skills. Pero ito lang sabihin ko po sa inyo. If you keep on doing the same thing over and over again and expect a different result, pardon me, you are an insane person. Walang magbabago dahil hindi ka nagbabago. If I'm able to convince you right now and if you are convinced, okay, Chinky, I have to do something. I have to do something different. I have to upgrade my skills or else I will be financially stuck forever. So if you are already ready, let me share with you anong dapat mong gawin. Number one, prioritize your time. When you say prioritize your time, make time. Make time for you to learn something that is new. Alam nyo, ito lang ang isang issue ko rin. When I was diagnosed with my lifestyle of being less mobile because of, yun nga, nakastuck tayo sa bahay. Sinabi sa akin ng doctor ko na pag ikaw hindi ka pa gumalaw, hindi ka pa mag-exercise, mababawasan ng easy ng mga 5 to 10 years ang buhay mo. So sinabi niya, ang first kailangan mo gawin is do 10,000 steps per day. Yan ang first na ano. And I always complain and I always say, I don't have time. I'm too busy. Alam mo, sinabi niya, it's either you make time or you won't have time. Tanong, priority mo ba yung health mo? Sabi ko, yes. So you make time. Make a decision. So that's what I basically did. And the reason why ayoko mag-exercise para sa akin kasi, yes, it contributes something to my health, pero I'm wasting time. Unproductive time lang siya. Di ba? Pero you know what? This is what I've learned. I was able to convert my unproductive time to productive time. So ano ginagawa ko? Habang nagte-treadmill ako, nanunood ako ng video, nakikinig ako ng podcast. 1 hour in the morning, 1 hour in the evening. So I hit 2 birds with 1 stone. Number one, nagkapag-exercise na ako. Number two, natututo pa ako. Diba? Galing. Number two, ang pwede mong gawin, aside from yun nga, time. Alam mo yung traffic time na, ito lang ha, yung traffic time na nasasayang po natin, how many hours? Nako, makinig na lang kayo ng mga productive time. Productive na podcast katulad nito. Di ba? Makakatulong pa sa inyo. Number two, be flexible with your learning options. Again, dami na. May online courses, may podcast na, may audiobooks na. Di ba? Take advantage of your downtime. At kung naghahanap ka ng reliable information and sources, reliable, na curated, na gusto mo madagdagan ng iyong skills, alam mo, visit the Netflix of Financial Education, that is chinktv.com. The Netflix of Financial Education, nandun, na lahat ng course na kaya, how to start a business, how to start your investment, paano ba stock market, paano ba in real estate, lahat nandun na po. 30 online courses, nandun na po. And then if not, alam mo, mag-join ka ng community. In order for you to have collaborative learning, study groups, online forums, di ba? Especially kung ano yung niche na gusto mo. Ano yung mga gusto mong matutunan. Especially on our end, we have already started our own exclusive group coaching session, a private community called TYL. Okay? Ayun, Dayayamanin Life Community. If you want to know more, again, visit na lang TYL.group. TYL.group to know more.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And then number four, ito yung pinaka-best para sa akin. Ha? Kung gusto mo talaga matuto, mag-upgrade ng skill, find a mentor. Seek out individuals in your industry who possesses the skills and expertise that you aspire. Na gusto mo ma-develop. And then ang gawin mo, reach out to them. Diba? And we say, dapat ikaw pumunta. You cannot wait for them to come to you. May nagsabi nga sa akin eh, it's a squeaky door that gets the oil. And I can still remember when I was looking for a mentor. I reached out to Mr. Francis Kong, is a public speaker, communicator, author of best-selling books. And I told him, is it okay for me? Ito ha, ito lang, hindi ko sinabi ha. Hindi ko sinabi na, is it okay for you to teach me, to mentor me? Wow. Sino ko? Sinabi ko, is it okay for me to assist and work for you for free? Is there anything that I can add value to you? Sabi niya, wow, you're going to work for me for free. Sabi ko, yes, yes. I'm willing to carry your bag. I'm willing to do your help you with your talks. Ganon. So basically, that's what I did for 6 months. 6 months, I carried it bag, did this PowerPoint. So kung may mga meeting siya, nandun ako. So in other words, natuto ako sa kanya. I asked for guidance, advice during a time when we're in the car, in the traffic. So I learned and gained valuable insight from his experience. To cut the long story short, mga friendship, after how many years? That was 2008. Yeah, 2008, 2006, 24. Oh, di ba? After 16 years. So 16 years. Grabe. Ayun na. The rest is history. I wrote already 17 best-selling books and then that's around 200 talks in a year, di ba? And I'm one of the most prolific at the same time effective communicator in the country, not because that I'm good, because I found a mentor and I upgraded my skills. Kaya mga friendship, no, I just want to challenge you right now. Kung gusto mo talaga mag-increase ang iyong earning potential, ano ulit ang gagawin mo? Number one, make time to learn. Number two, find parang flexible learning options for you that will match. Is it listening? Is it watching? And then number three, find a community that you can join. Or number four, find a mentor who can really train you, add value to you so that you can learn from them. Alam mo, by embracing these simple strategies, alam mo, ginagawa mo, I can assure you can double, you can triple, quadruple your income. Naniniwala ba kayo? Kung naniniwala kayo, give me a nod or type naniniwala. So as we wrap up today's episode, skill up, unlocking your earning potential. Remember, investing in skill is an investment towards your future. Maraming salamat po for joining this episode. As I always say, to every problem, there's always a solution. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Always think positive. Paabo lang po. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe.
Hi guys! Thank you for listening to this episode of the Chink Positive Podcast. This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. If you want to keep on growing and stay inspired, follow us on wherever you're listening to this podcast and share it with friends. Have a good day and always chink positive!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.